Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yotis B, welcome to the sport of episode 216, I think. We had to do an emergency show tonight because of some hoops news. And because it's hoop-specific, I wasn't able to get John or Stu or, as you can imagine, Clarence. So I had to call in an emergency friend. My friend Joe's here. Hi, Joe.
What up?
First time?
First time, long time.
First time speaking into a microphone?
Yeah, it's kind of weird trying to put my lips all the way up to the fuzzy part.
Yep, that's that's enough. That's enough out of you. All right, so we're gonna talk hoops. The Timberwolves just made maybe the greatest trade in Wolves history, for sure. Yep. And maybe sports in general. Since the history of sports started.
For sure in Minnesota history.
It's incredible. I was busy during the draft, and I was trying to pay attention, but I was doing some work at the house, being handy, as always. And my friend Stu, as you know, Stu, you're a longtime listener. You know he's a co-host.
Yep.
Wrote me on Twitter and said, hey, what would be a good Butler trade? Who would you want to give up? And I just kind of ignored it because I figured he was just asking questions. But if I would have been around Twitter, I would have been like, probably nothing, because we would want to give up. I would give up LaVine and the 7, but they would never do that.
No.
They would probably want Wiggins in the 7, which we would never do. So it's not going to happen. It's impossible. And then they basically did the trade that I would have proposed.
Yeah, they basically
felt great about it.
Gave us the trade that I thought we were offering last year, which was Dunn and LaVine, and then we just swapped first this year. Which is basically best-case scenario yeah. for the Wolves fans.
As far as I know, the Bulls fans, I don't think, are super happy, which they shouldn't be. That's a huge bummer. But you're probably okay with – if you were a Bulls fan, you'd be talking yourself into LaVine right now, right? And I know you love LaVine.
I do love LaVine. I think basically, as a Bulls fan, you're thinking, we're losing a guy anyway, so let's kind of get what we can while the iron's hot. And so – the fact that they get LaVine, who they can talk themselves into as a 20-point scorer, and he's 21 years old and plenty of room to improve. Then you can also get the 7 pick.
Get into the microphone.
Yeah, you also get the 7 pick where who'd they end up taking?
Lauri Markkanen.
Markkanen, you know,
Give me
white guy that can bomb threes.
Yep, that's what he does.
Perfect for him.
This is unbelievable. So let me ask you. You know a lot about Jimmy Butler. What's he gonna? He's gonna play the 3, and then we want Wiggins at the 2.
3 for sure. And I think we learned last year that Wiggins is definitely better at the 2.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's
so exciting.
Basically, best case scenario for the Wolves fans. You get Butler that can come in. He can lock down the best defender. Wiggins can hopefully learn to play a little bit of D off the ball.
And ugh. I don't know, man. I don't know if he... That doesn't matter.
You got to keep your bud, Rubes.
Yes. Well, for now. I'm already nervous that he's on his way out.
Tibbs is basically always looking to move him, so
yeah.
You never know.
Well, I think a thing that I was trying to...
Hi, guys.
Hey, we got a fan. Some guy just said hi and walked away. Yeah, Joe, that's what happens. It's pretty dorky.
Pretty cool. I think he was looking right at me.
Yeah. I think what people just walk by and look at us and go, is that Aaron Gleeman? I don't know. And then they just walk away.
Looks a little bit like him.
It might be Aaron Gleeman. No, I don't think so. So we don't look like Bonus, that's for sure. Neither of us is 80 years old. Sorry, John. I'm sorry. Okay. So that's what another thing that I love about it is that Wiggins is way better at the two than he is at the three. So that's going to be super helpful. Oh, getting back to Rubio, I'm already a little bit nervous about this, and I don't want this to be me being nervous because we should be super happy. But Rubio needs the ball in his hands.
Yes.
Wiggins is pretty good with the ball in his hands.
Correct.
And, oh, yeah, never mind. It's on. And Butler, for sure, likes the ball in his hands. So, yes. And neither of them are, like, dead-on shooters, any of the three of them.
Well,
so I'm a little worried.
We definitely know Rubio doesn't need shots.
Doesn't need any buckets, no. So give him the ball.
You start with him. You can run basically pick and roll with any of them.
Yep.
Rubio's starting to slightly improve his spot-up game.
Hit 16 points a game for, like, 30 games. That's
45% effective field goal percentage.
All-star.
Something along those lines. Hopefully
All-star.
He continues to improve a little bit, but I think Butler's won't be as ball dominant as he was in Chicago, just because we have more moving parts to kind of help out a little bit.
But Butler can't shoot, right?
Not a great shooter.
Wiggins is getting better.
Yes.
Jang has no range. Towns has a little bit of range.
Well, we got Justin Patton now.
Got Justin Patton. Yeah, we'll get to him.
I know absolutely nothing about him.
We probably won't actually get to him. Kevin Pelton is a writer on ESPN, who I think you know. Did you see that he did? You haven't seen anything in the news, right?
You got
the news from me.
Yes.
Just crazy. He gives draft grades, and he gave the Wolves an A+ and the Bulls an F. That's incredible. I don't think I've seen anything like that ever.
Well,
it's just surreal. We are always the team that gets the D- or F grade in these sort of trades.
Well,
I'm just blown away.
Except for the NBA or the NFL draft, which everyone gets a B+ or a...
Yeah, of course. Yeah, B+, B-.
B- somewhere in that range. But no, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see kind of the fallout, what happens after tonight, because, you know, there's got to be a few moves that come afterwards. But, boy, the fact that we can flip some guys that really weren't huge impacts on our team and turn it into Jimmy Butler's pretty huge.
I mean, I spent most of my day mentally talking myself into Lauri Markkanen, that he was going to be a helpful player. But once he was traded away, I was like, good, thank God. That's the guy that just got to make sure that thing is flipped up, like, power-wise. Yeah, you got it. I was going to be amazed that if they would have drafted Lauri anyway, because he looks like he's terrible defensively. So Tibbs would have hated him, and he never would have played. So
we got B-Jelly.
And we got B-Jelly already. So that was what I was doing mentally, spending my day doing. So he's just not around. That's fine. Done. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he'll be all right. I mean,
you
Britt
could
Robson,
hope for, you know, a guy that can come in and be a defensive stopper, but
yeah, Britt Robson is one of my favorite Wolves writers. Maybe my favorite. He's amazing. Do you read him at all?
Oh yeah.
He said that he's basically the new Tony Allen, and I was like, oh yeah, that's perfect. That's great, because Tony
Makes
Allen
sense.
Can't dribble or shit either. And
you have
never
to be that good defensively though
to play in the league,
to make an impact if you can't shoot.
But he's already like 24 or something too, right? So
he's not the youngest guy, and there weren't a whole lot of signs of improvement in his first year.
He also, I'm going to miss his shot just purely for the visual aspect of it going like 45 feet in the air every single time. Off the screen, right off the screen.
Definitely had plenty of arc. He had some to spare for Rubio.
Yeah, I was just going to say the exact opposite. So I'm going to miss LaVine offensively, but when he left last year, we didn't get worse, did we?
No, we were basically the same team. And he is so explosive offensively where you can kind of envision in your head where he might be able to get to, but without the ability to play even league average defense, the ceiling's only so high.
I'm not even worried about his defense so much as I'm worried about his basketball IQ seemed so low. I feel like he made a million dumb mistakes every game.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I ball watch mostly, so I don't see most of that stuff.
Yeah, I'm all about, like, surveying the floor, looking at some of the small things. Nuance, I'm into nuance and subtlety. That's just kind of
who I am.
Well,
you're a contrarian.
That's kind of who I am.
That's right up your
alley. No, I'm not a contrarian. I just see the whole floor. I see the whole floor.
Sure.
And I'm proud of it. So, yeah, so it just felt like they just got an all-star for one guy who might be kind of give away a point every one he gets, and then a defensive stopper, and then a Channing Frye 2.0 at best. It's very weird. I guess so the Bulls are thinking if you're so who's the guy who made the trade? Is it John Paxson? Is he the GM for the Bulls?
No clue.
Let's pretend it is. That's a sportive fact. So we'll just
Jerry Krause.
Okay, so Jerry Krause makes this trade. So if you're like Jerry Krause's mom. Okay, so his mom's probably 115 years old at this point. Let's pretend.
She's pretty old.
The one person who's most likely to stick up for this trade would be the guy who did its mom, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, great. So if you're Jerry Krause's mom, let's do a little role-playing here. What do you say to talk yourself into that? Just that Levine's going to turn into a stud.
We're losing him anyways.
So what do you mean losing him anyway? When are they going to lose him? How many years?
I mean, he's basically...
You can just make it up. It's a podcast. Don't worry about it.
He said he's out the door.
Right.
I mean, he kind of has had one foot in, one foot out,
but
all along.
He's for sure signed for more than a year. I mean, people would be freaking out if we just traded Levine Dunn and a 7 for a 1 year, you know.
For
it's
sure.
It's got to be at least 2-3 years, I would
for
assume.
For sure. I don't know. Maybe it's Chicago saying this whole Wade Butler, you know, nonsense had no shot at working. Let's try and get younger. The trade makes a lot more sense to me if I'm a Bulls fan, if we're not swapping the 16th and the 7.
Yeah.
If we're just getting a pick, I can stomach that a little bit more. But if I'm, you know, if I'm not even getting two young guys with the Levine and Dunn, then it's for sure what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I don't know.
I guess they just are talking themselves. It just feels like to me, and I'm just making shit up, obviously, but it feels like a trade that Tibbs called into those guys and was like, here it is. You know, I'll be here if you want to call me back. And the Bulls, I'm sure, chased around 29 other teams. They're like, can you beat this? We got this. Can you beat it? And they finally couldn't beat it, and they're like, fuck, this is the only... It's crazy to me that they didn't just go, well, let's just keep Butler, but I guess that has to be the thing of like, well, we're going to lose him. And here's another thing that somebody mentioned on ESPN. I don't remember that guy's name, but there's a guy on ESPN who does like that touchscreen thing all the time. He's clicking players and moving guys around, and it never works. It's just embarrassing.
NBA specific?
NBA guy. Right. I think so, yeah. It's just this crazy touchscreen. Like, no one's impressed with your technology, guys. You don't need to. And he was like, okay, so now that this happened, we think that Wade's going to opt out of his contract.
For sure. There's no way he stays.
For $25 million, I mean, I guess
Well, then he's staying for sure. I didn't know that's what he was getting.
I thought, no, it was maybe not that number, but it's like a big number. And
yeah,
now they're like, he'll leave. But.
Well, I saw something he posted on Twitter earlier this week talking about the crazy free agency money that's being spent and saying,
yeah.
Hey, I'm 35 years old and I average 19 in 29 minutes, shot 43%. And
yeah.
Man, too bad I can't get some of that.
Showing him the back of his baseball card.
Yeah.
I know, it's funny. It is crazy, though, how much we take for granted these guys just routinely giving up so many millions of dollars, and they don't even blink, and it's fine. In basketball in particular, of like, and I get it, too, in a way, but I also would not hate on somebody like Wade. If you're looking at, and this is all hypothetical, but let's say he's going to get, if he picks up his player contract, there's player option. He gets like $23 million with the Bulls, but they're going to suck. Or he could get out of it and sign like an $18 million contract somewhere else. Hypothetically speaking, $5 million. And if he took the money, we'd be like, oh, man, that's, I don't know, dude, this kind of shitty. It's $5 million. And
tough spot.
Guys do this all the time. And it's LeBron. I mean, every max guy is losing crazy money, you know, when they, I don't know.
At the end of the day, I feel like for Wade, he's just thinking, where do I want to be?
I guess.
You know, the difference of $5 million in 1 year, probably doesn't feel too impactful, which is crazy to say. But
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
All right, so Wolves starting lineup, Rubio, Wiggins, Butler, Jang, Towns.
Yes.
And then their bench is, I think they're going to have to probably let Shabazz go. For some reason, I thought I saw that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way they can keep him.
So now on their bench, they've got Bijeli.
Bijeli, our new rookie. Patton,
Tyus.
Tyus is our new backup.
That bench is really bad.
It's pretty thin.
But they got $20 million in salary cap.
Well, and remember how good we thought it was going to be last year. It turned out to be an absolute tragic situation.
It can't get any worse. But
no.
They got to use – so they're basically going to use that salary cap for Sean Livingston or whoever they thought they were getting last year, Aldridge, Hill, whoever, but like a better version of those guys, right?
Yeah, you gotta be able to sign a couple of impact guys, whether it's, you know, a six-man,
yep,
like Jamal Crawford, who I was hoping we could get a couple years ago, or
50 years old.
Well, still pretty damn good.
Maybe they're good.
But you gotta hopefully be able to make a couple of moves here still coming up here before the new year begins.
Yeah, they made a play, though. The smart play in basketball is, like, when in doubt, get rid of depth to go for the top heavy.
Absolutely.
God damn it.
In basketball,
so
where you're just counting on a couple of guys that we've seen it all year long.
Jesus. Yeah.
You just got to
Don't say that. Don't say the word.
And you hope for the best.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say super team.
Well, I stayed away from it because I know it's a soft spot for you.
Yes.
LeBron's your boy.
Yeah.
His super team failed this year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Sure. I knew there was a reason I hadn't had you on before. That was it. 20 minutes before you mentioned it.
So sour.
So how many wins do you think they got next year?
I mean, I find it hard to believe they won't be in the mid-40s.
Right? They were 31 last
31
year.
31, and you're taking out a couple of minus players.
Yep.
You know, LaVine was pretty close to league average.
Sure.
But
he also didn't play that long.
No. And I don't think that with the seventh pick you were going to get an impact player that was going to propel you forward. So
yeah,
you're basically looking at what kind of jump are you going to get from Wiggins and Towns and Rubio. Is he going to continue to show a little bit of improvement? So, I mean, Butler alone is an absolute beast. And
10, 12 wins by himself, right?
Absolutely. If we're not in the playoffs next year, then I would say that this was a massive –
burn it all down.
Massive failure.
I think if they're not in the playoffs, something has gone. That means, like, someone died.
Do you think Tibbs eases up a little bit with Butler on the team? Because he was an absolute lunatic last year.
He was a lunatic, like, verbally. And he also, like, was a lunatic pushing guys. He never gave him a night off. I mean, this was what we were freaking out about when he got hired.
Yeah, Wiggins,
it happened.
Wiggins playing 48 minutes a night.
And you know, the fourth game in five nights, like, oh, they're not going to play tonight. And there they are, just running through warm-ups. Like, God, get Cat on the bench. Those knees.
There's a reason why you're seeing all the superstars now.
They got something figured out.
Take a few games off throughout the month.
I think Thibodeau's been asked about it in the past, and he's like, look at my injury history compared to other teams. We didn't get injured. But I still feel like it's playing with fire a little bit, and I also don't think it's just about injuries.
Well, you can take a picture of Joakim Noah from last year, and you can email that to him and say, how'd that work out for you?
Yeah, exactly. Derrick Rose
it's not
is
something
like
you're going to see immediately.
80-year-old man's knees, I know. That does worry me for sure. Well, especially last year when they – like, how many minutes did Jordan Hill play last year? Like 9 minutes
total? I feel
total?
Like I saw him on the court once.
And then he was a fairly productive player. He wasn't great, but he was like, he could go out there and didn't look like me.
Well, it was thought of it just like Aldridge as kind of a depth move. Hey, these guys will be able to come in and take a little bit of the load off, and we're not going to go completely in the shitter.
And they knew pretty early that they weren't going to go to the playoffs, and we still never saw Jordan Hill. So I was like, I don't know, is he, he's alive. I see him walking around. I know he's been issued a uniform. I've seen him wear it. Why is he not playing more? I don't get it. That's just crazy. So I don't know what to think. That's the one thing that's concerning about not having any depth is this guy's just knees ground to dust. They're all going to be Brandon Roy in like 3 years.
Well, who else do we have on the bench? Is Adrian Payne going to be back around, hanging out?
Oh, man. I mean,
should be nice to have that first-round pick back.
We haven't even given that up yet, have we? That'll be next year. I think if we don't give it up next year, it becomes, like, unprotected soon.
So, seriously, who else do we have?
I don't know.
Bijeli.
Bijeli.
We got Bijeli, Patton, Tyus.
Peck's gone. Aldrich is signed. I think Hill's a team option, so you might have both those guys
no
back.
Way. Who are our wings? Shabazz, is there any way he's back?
I don't know. I mean, I'd take him, but they have money to spend, so I'm sure they're just going to do the same thing they did last year and pick up 2-3 decent veteran guys.
Gotta try and find a couple of 3-and-D guys.
Yeah, but everybody wants those guys. Yeah. So, you know, I just saw that Anthony Tolliver got released by Kings, I believe. He can shoot it a little bit.
No. We've tried that before.
Well, I saw him when I was on a run one time, and I said something to him, and he was super friendly to me. So
this is personal. This has nothing to do with the Timberwolves. Saw him one time,
and
you
really
wanted to be
nice.
Able to tell everyone about it.
He was real nice.
Looks like a nice guy. He's just not a good basketball player.
No, he's good. He's fine. He can totally play, and that's what they need. Depth guy. Character guy.
Korver's tired of being yelled at by LeBron. Let's bring him over.
Man, have you seen his defense lately? My God.
We got our new guy, Patton, for.
I feel like by week two, Tibbs will like have run him over with his car or something. That's how bad Korver is at defense nowadays.
How about
it's not happening.
Clippers are trying to blow things up. Can we take Redick from him?
Hell no. Isn't he a free agent?
We got money. Let's spend it.
On Redick? Well, I'd fucking love Redick.
He's a great guy to come
That'd
in and play the wing.
Yeah, I'd love to just throw like $10 million apiece at a couple shooters. Figure it out.
What did Dallas give up for Noel last year? Because he was the guy I really wanted.
I know, that would have been great. They gave up just something called Justin Anderson, who is a human being, I think, and a second-round pick, or maybe 2 seconds or something. Like future.
So
seconds.
It wasn't a high cost because that's exactly the type of guy that we need coming.
Oh
to
my
spell
God,
Towns
Nerlens would be
Jane.
Perfect on this team.
Yep.
But you'd start him though, right? Why are we even having this conversation? It's not happening. Yeah. He's so good.
It'd be a nice option to have, but
yeah,
unfortunately not working.
Yeah, I don't know what they're gonna do. I mean, there's plenty of guys to fill it out, but the problem is, I just don't understand. Like Tibbs, you signed Aldrich. You signed Hill. You obviously wanted them here. And to not even play him for 2 seconds. Hey, we're just doing a podcast.
Oh, Ricky Rubio's outside. You want to bring him in here?
Yeah, get Rubes in. Yeah, that'd be great.
He's getting ready to get traded.
Perfect, yeah. Now we're dorks. You don't need to. Some
they
guy just trolled
know.
Us and said that Rubio was here if we wanted to get a story. I don't think Rubio's at the Sunshine Factory in Plymouth. That's just my guess.
Be pretty great.
But
nice
it would
area.
Be cool. It's hopping. It is hopping. There's at least 19 people here. So they need some depth, but and what is Justin Patton? Have you done it? What's your scouting report? I know you love Creighton, but is that Big 12? I know you're a big Creighton guy.
Big East.
Big East. That's what I meant.
I definitely know the name.
Okay. You got me beat.
I don't think I've seen him play ever before, which it's hard to believe because they're on FS1 all the time.
You're a big FS1 guy.
But from what I can gather, he just a big, dopey guy that plays a little bit of defense.
Raw. Project. Long.
He's not
lean.
A stretch 4 or 5, that's for sure. So
no.
With Jang on the roster, are we looking to flip one? Are we looking to flip him for someone? It doesn't – I don't totally get it, but – you know, he's 19 years old as well. And
highlight package on ESPN showed him hitting 2 threes, and then immediately one of the announcer or whatever guys was like, yeah, he's really struggle shooting.
Yeah.
So he probably hit 2 3-pointers, and they got them both on tape and put him into his package. because I don't think he's a shooter.
No.
He's like 10 points a game. I think I follow Jim Peterson on Twitter, the announcer,
yep.
broadcaster.
He's great.
Great guy, one of the best. And he said he plays really, really hard, and he's a really good athlete, and he's excited about the pick.
What did Robson say about him?
I didn't see Robson. I missed it.
I trust him.
Yeah. I don't know if Robson knows. I don't think he's a huge college hoops guy.
Well, he's an NBA guy.
Yeah, but Robson, I think, is like, I'll study the top 10 guys, and then I'm out. I'm not that guy.
All right.
We got to look up, like, Jonathan Draft
Correct.
Express.
Correct, Draft Express.
That's what
but
it is.
But they're just going to give you the report. They're not necessarily giving you a floor and a ceiling.
Right.
For what type of player.
Right. Okay, so we agree that this is an amazing thing to have happened, and we're very, very lucky. But we are also Minnesota sports fans, so something that we do in the sport of when things seem to be working out well for us is we ask, like, how is this going to blow up in our faces and make us all look stupid? Yeah. So how is that going to happen this time? He leaves right away? Like, he just free agent?
No, I think the obvious thing that happens is LaVine turns into a superstar.
Yep. Okay.
Markkanen turns into Dirk 2.0. And the Bulls are in the Eastern Conference Finals in 3 years.
And the Bulls beat my Cavs.
LaVine, Markkanen, pick and rolls.
Okay.
I don't know. Coming into the night, my dream scenario was somehow Isaac falling to number 7. And
Jonathan, yes, I would have loved
him. He's the guy I wanted. And basically every mock draft that I've seen for the past 3 months has had him going number 6, so I thought there was no chance of that happening. And then you hear about the George and, you know, Butler rumors, and you're thinking, well, George doesn't make much sense. Why would we trade for a guy that's got 1 year left on the deal? And he obviously,
yeah, not gonna happen.
He wants to go La La Land. And
that's crazy how obvious he's been about it. Like, is he just playing his hand this poorly? Is this just how he was so desperate? Like, you just like show him your cards. Here, this is what I want.
Maybe that's exactly, you know, what Butler's been doing for the past year and change, is saying, you know, I want out of here, I don't get along with Hoiberg.
Yeah.
And so be vocal about it, let him know. And you know, it hasn't necessarily damaged the trade markets for a lot of the stars that have been moving around.
Okay, so you're saying worst case scenario is the other guys blow up. I'm not even worried about that. I'm saying that's fine if we are still good.
Correct. So you're saying from a Wolves perspective,
how does this not turn into 45 wins?
Butler's a ball hog. He's got to have the ball in his hands. Wiggins can't develop at all because Butler's constantly has the ball in his hands.
This is it. This is what I knew this was actually, this is probably the truth.
But if
Rubio is useless next year.
Right.
And I have to argue with my friends on Twitter pretty much all day, every day, because they're like, Rubio sucks now, and I have to try to explain an NBA system. Like, it's not, he needs the ball in his hand. And I'm just like,
it's hard to imagine, though. Like,
I lose
what,
friends.
What point guard in the, you know, current NBA would fit better with Wiggins, Butler, Towns than than Rubio?
I think the only thing I can think of is, since those guys are good on the ball, you'd want a point guard that can just shoot threes like crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't even know, would it be more like a, shit, I don't even know. I don't even know who's like.
Well, because you think about
a guy
every
who can
point
shoot
guard
three,
in the league, and they're
Patrick
all
Beverly. Yeah. Patrick Beverly maybe is like the
D
best.
D first.
D first and can also hit threes decently. Something like that. But I also feel like you're right. Rubio is just going to be great with these guys. Like, he doesn't need to shoot. These guys do need to shoot. Both good in transition. Wiggins in particular. And Rubio's great in the transition.
I think just instantly, we are 10 spots better in defensive efficiency.
Seems like it, yeah. Yeah, because now Wiggins is pushed down, too.
Yeah, you're getting rid of LaVine. Wiggins slides to the two, and Butler hops on the best wing player. And I don't know. I'm pretty excited.
God, I feel like they could do some damage.
Yeah.
Something bad's going to happen, though, man. We're going to regret this.
I don't know. What do you think? Can Butler lock down KD, though, when, you know, time's ticking out in the Western Conference Finals?
It's going to be tight. I mean, The big question there that I'm thinking about is, like, are we going to have home court or not?
Well, you can't.
It might be the one seed.
You can't have Jang in the game at that point.
No, you're right.
Is Bjelly in there? Or?
Well, I think, you got Towns at the five. And you're going to have Bjelly to stretch the floor a little bit. Get Draymond running out.
It's ebb and flows. Maybe Patton is going to bring the NBA a little bit back to the big man game.
Okay. You think Patton's going to reinvent the postman, post up?
I've heard he has really good footwork.
Yeah, no, I think he's, like, agile as hell.
No,
nimble.
I didn't hear that.
Quick like a cat.
It'll be fun. The excitement level will definitely be higher this year.
Oh, man.
It's gone up the past couple years.
We got to get tickets.
How good is Towns going to be?
Towns was we have two of the top 15 players in the league. No?
Which in the past is pretty exciting, but four.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Four of them are residing over in Golden State, and three of them are hanging out in Cleveland. So,
yeah.
Super team.
Oh, man. You and your fucking...
We're close. Now we got to figure out a way to flip Rubio.
Yep.
2018 first.
Yep.
An expiring contract, and I don't know, get someone.
We got to get Rubio, a couple draft picks, and flip it over to San Antonio because LaMarcus Aldridge wants out. Getting back into mid-range. We're going to have the three best mid-range shooters in the league. Just Butler, Wiggins, and Aldridge. Just 18-footer. That's flip from looking down in heaven is motherfucking yes.
Stop and pop.
Yes. All I want to do is shoot 14-footers. That are open.
The NBA has gotten to weird places. It's fun to watch, but it's definitely different from when Philip was trying to assemble the early 2000 Timberwolves.
Yeah, that's very true. Okay, so getting back to this, you have no scouting report on Justin Patton.
I've got nothing.
And you are going to miss Zach LaVine.
I will miss him. Because his highlights were very fun to watch.
So smooth. Maybe one of the best shooting strokes. Fun to watch.
When we drafted him, you didn't think you were necessarily getting a good shooter. You thought he would be fun to watch because he's unbelievably athletic.
Yep.
Dunks the hell out of the ball. But, you know, turns out he's got one of the best jumpers you know, the Wolves have seen in a while. And
so wet.
He just didn't know how to play defense or really move the ball all that well, which is fine. There's a spot for that in the league.
Yeah.
But when you can give that up in a disastrous one-year player and done for an all-star, that's...
God, it's...
It's a good night to be a Wolves fan, that's for sure.
Man, I have not been this feeling of hope. Optimism. Just this is going to get bad in a hurry, but it feels really, really, really exciting. Like how many other fans or teams would you trade places with right now, like to be a fan of? Like not a ton, right? Usually it's like you say that and you start listing off teams. You're like, okay, well, I probably would like rather be a fan of like 25 other teams. But not anymore. Like it's
no. If you're taking away what's happened in the past and you're strictly looking forward, I mean the NBA is a weird beast because realistically only a few teams each year go into it with a chance of winning.
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
So you're trying to build your team in that respect, where you're trying to reach this ultimate pinnacle. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure Philly feels pretty good about itself.
Oh my God!
Now, whether it's realistic or not, I don't know.
It is.
But there are plenty of other teams that have lots of draft picks. I mean, Boston has set themselves up, but as to this point, they have yet to find a player that is, you know, an all-star outside of Thomas, of course. But
still, they had to pull him out of games in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. Like, that's how bad he was defensively. Like, you can't – I'm sorry. Sorry, Isaiah. You're our best player.
Yeah, you can imagine watching him against Golden State or something like that. And
yeah, I don't know. I mean, but there's not many teams, though. I'm so goddamn excited. I know Butler is a couple years older, and he's only got a couple years in his contract. But, man, Rubio, Wiggins, Butler, Towns.
Well, how old is Butler? 26?
Let's play.
27?
Butler's 29. No. 20. Oh, okay, well, I know. I think he's a year or two older than Rubio. He's, I think, 26 or 27.
Rubio's 25, I thought.
Sport of fact, I'm going Rubio 26, Butler 27.
Oh, well, you started with 29, so I got you down 2 years. I feel all right about that.
Yep, that's good. Good right, negotiation. Good. Let's play.
Let's play.
Oh, boy.
All right. Exciting.
I want to take a quick spin around the NBA because you mentioned my Sixers. This guy's hit it right, man. This guy's – they got to figure it out.
So you're saying Hinkie might be a genius after all?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that because I have never wavered that he did it right. The problem with him is that he got so much pub or press, like, right away – that people think this has been happening for a long time. It was 4 years ago when they started tanking. Teams are bad for, like, a decade straight. This has been four fucking years, and people are like, well, never turned in anything. Like, go tell me how the Kings record has looked recently.
Right.
Or, like, look at the Wolves. Look at the fucking Lakers. The Lakers, I mean, they won it all, and then immediately were bad, and they've been bad for a long time again, and they haven't been getting better. So.
No, and they just traded their first-round pick from a year ago, 2 years ago, to Brooklyn just for the chance to get a free agent.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the only issue with the Sixers is that people think that it's been happening for way longer than it's been happening. They were bad for 4 years. And now what they have to show for it is Embiid, Simmons, Fultz, Saric, and another pick coming up. That's fucking awesome. That's really fun. And they're all like, different than the Wolves. Like, every one of them is really young.
Yeah, it's fun to think about from a Philly fan perspective, but I don't think they have a star like we do in town. So when we think about would you trade with them?
Yeah,
in the NBA you need that one dominant star.
Okay, so Embiid was hurt. So, but when he was on the court, the comp for him, and this is crazy. Think of Towns offensively and Gobert. Defensively.
Yeah.
That was who he was on the court. That is fucking insane.
20 minutes a game.
For 20 minutes a game for like 35 games. So who the hell knows how
it's
going to work.
And he is fun to watch, and I hope he can stay healthy. But.
Yeah. But then you're right, because Simmons hasn't stepped foot on the court, and obviously neither has Fultz either. But I don't know, man. I've talked about this in the past plenty, but like I just want the team to be fun to watch. I don't give a shit about rings. I think that's like a weird – that's a weird fan move that I think is wrong and dumb and only going to lead to, like, being upset with, like, oh, if we didn't win at all, it was a useless season. Like, you're not on the team.
You want a little bit of that false hope, though, in the back of your mind.
Well, I want it, but I want it to be, like, I don't think if I was a Raptors fan, I'd be like, this sucks. This is stupid. I don't even like watching them. Like, they win a lot of games. They're in the playoffs. It's fun. They win a series. They win a couple series. Like, it's probably frustrating eventually, but as a fan, that's pretty cool. I don't give a shit if the – here's the thing. The Wolves, I feel fairly strongly, are not going to win the NBA championship in my lifetime. That's fine. I'm going to be alive for, like, let's say 70. I'm going to live to 106. 70 years and then never win at all. I don't care. It's not that big of a deal to me. I just want it to be fun.
No, but I would think as a fan, somewhere in the back of your mind, you want to see changes and improvements throughout the years because in
I want them to be
goal,
better.
You can see the end goal of at some point
mind.
In my lifetime,
my mind's eye.
This team is going to have an opportunity, a chance to get there.
Yeah.
And that's why we're so excited about this Butler trade because we got another piece to the puzzle.
Yes.
Obviously we don't know. It's going to be hard for anybody to beat Golden State as long as they stay together.
Those fucking pussies.
Well, I mean, it's great for basketball. I'm a huge fan.
No, it's terrible. Biggest pussy in sports history, Kevin Durant. Number one biggest puss.
That's
biggest wiener, whatever you want to call him. I don't know
what. Too bad you feel that way. What a stud.
If you can't beat him, join him is not actual life advice. It was a joke. And he was like, oh, well, people say that.
I know, but you were
I'm gonna
you
do
were
it.
Championing LeBron when he joined forces with Wade and Bosh.
Uh-huh. And how good were the Heat without him?
They
lottery
were
team.
No, they won 46 games the year before LeBron got there.
Yep.
And then they added the best player in the world.
Uh-huh.
And so another top 15 player.
So they were a 5 seed.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the year after he left, well, how did they do?
Would you say they were a super team?
Would I say? No, I've never used that term. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay.
But if I were, I would say, were the Celtics a super team? And then the
I
Celtics of the 80s, and the Lakers of the 80s, and then like the Sixers of the 70s.
They were built a little bit differently, but.
Oh, your problem is in this case, the players decided to do it. When the old case, the owners did it, and that was okay.
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah,
I don't.
You do. Oh, so then you like LeBron?
No, I've always hated LeBron. But I was pretty indifferent towards him until he hopped on TV and did his whole charade.
So you don't like that sort of stuff. So
like
then you must
have,
hate Durant even more then because his team was so much
better.
In
my mind, I like to have a villain. And LeBron has been an easy choice to be a villain for me, just like Kobe was before him. Great players, obviously the best player in the world, but it's fun to have someone to cheer against. And
yeah. So in your mind, a 45-win team is the same as a 73-win team.
I think you're taking my words a little bit out of context.
Well, you're here. You've been providing me the context. Here's the thing. If LeBron had joined the Celtics or the Lakers or the Spurs or like the Mavs or like a 50-something win team.
A dominant team.
I would be with you. That would have been dumb. What I loved about that was like, fuck it. We're going to do this ourselves. Here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to try to join up with a couple guys and beat my arch nemesis, the Celtics. So if we were going to do it the same way, Kevin Durant would have been like, man, motherfuck the Golden State Warriors. I don't want to be in Oklahoma City anymore, which I think is totally cool, right? He would have been like,
Who would he have gone to and who would have joined him to, like, team up? We can agree that LeBron is a better player than KD.
Okay, well, that's not fair to LeBron to hate him more because
he's
better than
KD. I'm not
KD.
Saying I hate him. Did KD go on national TV and say, I'm taking my talents to Golden State?
Okay. Okay, that's two different things. One, that TV thing was bullshit. That was one of the lamest moves in NBA history.
Not four, not five.
Top three.
Not six.
Top five something in NBA history. It was one of the dumbest moves ever. But it was just misdirected, thought he was being nice. He was like, you know what, man? Guys, call press conferences for this shit. I could do that. But if I'm going to call a press conference, there's going to be enough people that care. Why don't I make some money for my charity? And he did that. And that was still really shitty. And when he called it, I was like, well, he's going back to Cleveland. That's great. He's just going to make a bunch of money for his local Cleveland thing just to celebrate. And then he said he was going somewhere else. I was like, holy fucking shit. How much do you hate Cleveland? Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
I'll be back, guys. I'll be back.
Yeah. So that's fucking sucked. It was terrible. But here's the closest comp I can give you to Durant doing what LeBron did. Because when LeBron did that, outside of the TV thing, I was like, I'm super excited about the NBA next year. I want to see what happens. That's fucking crazy. The closest comp would be KD, Al Horford.
Al Horford?
Well, Al Horford is Chris Bosh in this scenario.
No, he's not.
Yeah, well, Chris Bosh is like 20th in win shares, so
is
Horford.
How about we just take Chris Bosh from when he was an all-star with Toronto?
Or you could take Al Horford when he was an all-star in Atlanta. What's the difference?
Well, he this wasn't one is that good.
They're the same player. They're the same player. Okay.
All right, I'll give it to you.
So in your mind, I think you are thinking Chris Bosh was like a top five player or something.
No, top 15.
Horford.
When has Horford ever been top 15?
Go look up win shares. They're close.
All right, we're going backwards.
We're getting a little too
tactical.
Where
are you going with this?
KD, Al Horford. They go one of two places. No. Let's say this. KD, Al Horford, going to New Orleans, teaming up with the Brow. That's the new three-person team. You wouldn't have been, like, so fucking excited to see that team play. I'd have been like, two words for you. Let's play.
So, right? So you're telling me KD...
That would have been fucking
KD,
amazing.
KD, the Brow, and Horford are all on the team?
Yep. And he's like, you know what, man?
Hang with Drew Holiday?
Golden State. I'm done with Golden State. This is how I'm going to beat him this time. We would have been like, yeah, KD.
Nah.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
I don't know. Super team's a super team. At the end of the day...
Yes, forming a super team, yes. Joining a super team is shitty. When I said that the LeBron move was like a top three, top five worst, lamest thing in NBA history, I still believe that. But easy, number one with a bullet, was KD joining Golden State. Number one, lamest move in NBA history. Easily.
It's
number
for sure,
two, maybe Michael Jordan retiring for no reason.
It's for sure the most unconventional move by a superstar.
Least competitive move.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mind it, but I like Golden State. So
I also used to like Golden State, which kind of is a bummer. And I also think that Kevin Durant has said multiple times, like, I don't want to be the man. I didn't like it. That's not the kind of player I want to be.
Well, he's also said I was number two in high school. I was a number two player in college.
So he's just was like clearly like I'm sick of it. I'm sick of this. I just want a ring. I'm sick of fighting for it. Whatever. And I think that's we should just call that what it is. And that's like kind of wussing out a little bit. But I also don't think that means like he's a terrible person. But kind of he just wussed out. It was a little too hard for him.
I'm not going to give you that.
But he said it. Like, that's his
point. He
wants
to play with his boys.
It's just too hard for him, man. It's fine. Whatever. It just made the NBA way less fun. One team was already good, and then one team, all of a sudden, he made terrible without making the other team good. Like, they were already fine.
Cleveland beat Golden State last year, correct?
Yep. In the craziest of crazy scenarios.
For sure, but they beat them.
They did.
So it's conceivable that Golden State said, we need to add another piece. And
well, they
KD
did. Did you
said,
read
hey,
that
I'm
article?
More than willing to
Draymond texted him from the locker room after they lost.
I did see that, yeah.
I think that, to me, there's no way to, like, sum up LeBron's greatness better than that text message. Three guys in the top whatever of the NBA having to text the MVP, a former MVP, being like, dude, you gotta come help us, man. This guy's so fucking good.
He's unbelievable.
You gotta come help
us.
Does
it bother you at all that LeBron is bouncing around back and forth to different teams, and now there's rumors that he might head down to LA after his contract expires, or at the very least, he's not going back to Cleveland?
So are you saying you like when guys stay on the same team, or you like when guys move around?
I'm just asking you if it bothers you at all that being the NBA guy that you are, that for the most part, in NBA history, the stars stay, and they say, hey,
well,
come join me.
You can't look in the past when the like free agency was different. Like
We can look back to Jordan and Magic and Bird.
I don't know if you can, man. I was just watching some NBA classic clip or something of, like, even in the 80s. Like, this is not long ago. Like, we were alive. Bros were still NBA players, like, flying commercial and having to take connections home and shit. Like, it was just...
Working for Uber in the offseason?
I don't know if you saw. I think I maybe retweeted it, but I saw a dude played a clip of, like, the finals in like the 1986, 1987, and he was sort of narrating it as it was going on. Basketball, as short as 15 or 25 years ago or whatever, it's not even the same sport. It was
no, everything terrible. Is valued differently, from players to shots to everything. But you still, you kind of avoided the question there.
I don't even know if there was free agency.
I mean, you can look to even Kobe and the best players, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Shaq. Shaq moved around like crazy. I guess you're taught, well, you can't say Michael because he moved. You can try to block that out of your memory. He went to Washington.
That's a little bit different.
The Wizards.
He was 48 years old when that happened.
All right, so you're talking about Michael, I guess.
I'm just curious if it bothers you.
Do you wish
that he would have said, hey, Dwayne, I got a pretty good thing going on up here. Why don't you come join me?
I don't know what the difference would have been. Just their jerseys, I guess.
I don't know. A little bit of an alpha status. Didn't you feel like for a long time in that relationship?
I mean, one of them was Miami and one was Cleveland. I mean, if you and I were like multimillionaires and
we
had a cool town ball team and we're like, well, we just want to play together. I don't give a shit where we play. And I lived in Miami and you lived in Cleveland. I feel like if we were legit bros, even though you were better, I'd be like, I know you're better, dude, but I live in Miami. You should just come live in Miami for a couple years.
I am the prodigal son of Cleveland. If I leave a whole state and town and city, they're all going to hate me.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
It's a little bit weird that's how it all went down. But
I guess it's a little bit weird. I just feel like that's so in the weeds. I don't mind if LeBron leaves again. Not that much.
Yeah.
I just find it hard to think of, and you're a ball watcher.
I'm a ball watcher.
I'm into subtlety. I'm into movement, whatever. I just have a hard time understanding anybody who's like a hardcore hoops lover watching the way LeBron plays and not be just like blown away, impressed at how unbelievably smart he is as a player, even beyond like this crazy athletic whatever. I watch him, and I watch, like, obviously Rubio, guys like that just seem to understand the game. Nash was kind of similar. I'm like, holy shit, this is so much fun to watch. Like, this guy's got this ball in his hand. There's a million things he could do with it right now. What is he going to do? They just make these things that, like, look like they're not possible. So I'll basically, I don't know, I guess we'll see what happens. I feel pretty confident, though, that I'll be a huge LeBron fan, and I'll be into him wherever he goes. I'm a sports bachelor. I don't give a shit. Not into teams. I mean, the Wolves. That's about it, though.
Yeah, I mean.
But it changes because I used to love KD. Now I don't.
You had to love watching him in the finals, though. He was unbelievable.
Yeah, but it's not fair. It's not fair to watch him. He's got so many guys that have to. All right, I got to stay close. If you watched, like, who was it? JR on Clay or whoever, you know. Like, dudes were just sticking. They had to stick close to Clay. It's not a fair fight. Someone had to stick close to Curry. Like, sure, he was amazing when he was like, wow, KD just, like, ran the floor and dunked with nobody near him. Because if you looked at the other five guys, they just like, well, we just have the one guy to pick up KD because otherwise we're fucked another way. We can't double him. So, like, when he's running down the court and someone's, like, trying to chase him, it was obvious, like, well, I have this. This is free because I have other guys out
there. Yeah, those couple of scenarios. But
he crushed it, but it's not a fair fight. It's not fair.
It was pretty fair.
It's like winning the RBI title when you've got, like, bases loaded every time you go up and you go, bro, you see him driving runs? It's like, yeah, I did. It's kind of easy for him. I love KD, but it's just not. It just, the only thing it reminds me of is when A-Rod went to the Yankees, and that's not even fair, but it was like, all right, dude, this guy just moved to play third base, even though he's an amazing shortstop. It's actually just legitimately not good for the sport when a guy at the best position moves over and is now not the man. That's bad. That's bad for the sport, if you care about the sport.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to swallow because they were a ton of fun to watch, and obviously
you're a front runner, baby. You love watching guys win.
I don't think I'm a front runner, but I've avoided LeBron, so I think that has to at least take me a little bit out of front-running status.
All right, fine. You should have turned on him, though. That's my thing. Morally, you should have turned on him. Because I loved him, too. And then I turned on him. That was the only thing that felt morally right.
Part of it is that...
I still sleep at night.
Part of it is I have to go against your contrarian ass a little bit.
That's true. Yeah. Nobody likes agreeing with me. I have not met one person who's been like, you're right. I get it. Probably a tone thing.
I think the NBA would be best served if they contracted about 22 teams. Now, that sounds a little bit out there. Okay, I'll give you that.
Stick with me.
But if we could take the best two players off of each of those teams and then divide those 44 players amongst the remaining eight.
Uh-huh. I'm with you.
We are in for a truly
cooking with gas.
Truly amazing season. And a postseason that actually matters a little bit.
I don't know what report I saw today, but I think it was one of the owners. No, it couldn't have been one of the owners. Anyway, some smart NBA guy said in the next 5 years they may have expansion.
It just feels like the sport that needs it the least.
It's so
heavily dominated at the top. If you add more teams, you're just adding more teams that are tanking, more teams that don't have the top five guys in the league that have a shot of actually winning.
All right, how about this? You add two teams, and then you remove the max individual salary.
So teams can just pay whatever the hell they want.
LeBron? No, not LeBron. He's old. Once it comes time for free agency, Durant in 3 years, instead of taking, like, what is he getting in Golden State? $30 million. The new Las Vegas Gigolos are offering you a $75 million contract. Now, we just talked about
50% share in Caesar's Palace.
We just talked about earlier. LeBron's not going to, or Wade's not going to sniff at like $4 million because he's like, I have enough. It's not worth it for me, which I still think is fucking crazy. It's good for him, but that's crazy, and we don't give that enough credit. Anyway, the Gigolos are going to double his salary, $70 million a year.
Oh, damn, these Gigolos want to win.
I mean, they're into it, right? So you take that individual salary away, I think that gets rid of the – all right, yeah, we'll get going. I think that gets rid of the super teams right there, which you hate so much.
No, I don't think it would necessarily get rid of it, but here's what's going to happen next. And I'm just telling you, watch out for this.
All right, I'm listening.
2020.
Yep.
The Olympics are happening.
Yep, okay.
One of the new sports is 3-on-3 basketball.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know if you've ever played 3-on-3 basketball before.
I just did last weekend.
I know
you
do a little bit of dad ball, but yeah, I don't know if that's 3-on-3 or 5-on-5.
One time we did 3-on-3.
Okay.
Whew.
You're pretty tired, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And you probably felt like you were actually a little bit a part of the game.
Loved it.
As opposed to 5-on-5 where you hide in the corner and you hope to get a shot up once in a while.
Some people do that, yep.
Yep. So if all things are equal...
Yep.
And this tournament is as unbelievable as I'm expecting it to be.
It's going to be great.
You get a couple of no-namers that end up taking the bronze because they know how to move the ball, play together, and they read each other's mind. We're looking at something.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. But we're
Second
looking
league?
At some type of league that's coming up.
Well, and there's also that tournament that's like the Big Three tournament,
I think that's
too.
What it's called, the tournament.
All right. The tournament. So you think those things are going to coalesce, and in 2020 there's going to be another league coming up. Is it going to be like a D-League sort of deal? Affiliated?
I just think it's going to highlight the ability of the top players in the league. And who's going to win that 3-on-3 tournament? Is it going to be LeBron, Wade, and Bosh, three guys that know each other pretty well and obviously can play? Or is it going to be three point guards that just fly around and they can just bomb up threes and space you out?
Can't wait to watch.
It's going to be fun, right?
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot better than watching Dream Team 10 take on the Russians.
Man, I am so excited. You're right.
It's going to be great.
Okay, so to summarize, greatest night in Wolves history, I think.
Pretty damn good.
Pretty top five. Maybe when the night they won over Sacramento to go to the Western Conference Finals.
2004 is got to be number one.
That's number one. And then I would say this is number two. And then...
No. Towns. You're forgetting Towns, baby.
I was going to say drafting Towns number three because this one's better because we already have Towns.
Yeah, and it's
so now
a little
I feel
more...
Like, holy fucking
it's
shit.
Out of the blue a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
We knew we were taking Towns.
I was planning tonight on, like, doing my housework and then being like, oh, cool, Lori Markkanen. It's cool. And this just came out of nowhere. We're here at the Sunshine Factory at a fucking 11 o'clock at night talking. We're old. We're dads. Well...
It's the best.
You're on summer break. What do you care? But for me...
A big day tomorrow.
Yeah, golfing, sure.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
anyway, so there's that summary, and then go Sixers and go Cavs, and I think that's probably the end of it.
Yeah, I think we've established that the super team is real. Yeah. It has happened.
Oh, man.
Brandon's got a little bit of a double standard when it comes to that. He accepts it from one end, but...
You don't like that. You don't like when LeBron kind of did it, and you love that KD totally did it.
I don't necessarily love that KD did it. I'm just like, hey, it's happening.
I would have loved for you to give that leeway to my special boy.
But we've established that was a little bit more about the ordeal that came with it.
The ordeal was bad. We agree with that. The ordeal was bad. Anyway, go Wolves. We'll be back next week.
Adios.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.